Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gygax, and today I'm going to answer a question that I get asked too often for my liking, which is, why am I doing this? Why am I recording this podcast? Why do I keep recording it? And the question gets asked most often when the podcast leads to negative consequences. Of course, the most noteworthy of those came very early on when the podcast was used as a pretext for the bosses at the Carrier Academy to fire me. And, you know, I have a whole other episode devoted to that story, and maybe you've already heard it, but just in broad strokes, I was pushing for better conditions in the Carrier Academy. I wanted it to be run in accordance with the actual manuals. And my boss didn't like that, didn't like that I was being pushy, and so used my podcast as a pretext to fire me from the Carrier Academy. And I was offered at one point a quid pro quo that, hey, if you stop recording your podcast, you can come back to the Carrier Academy. And I didn't take that deal. I wound up being vindicated, but it didn't do me a lot of good because I still don't teach in the Carrier Academy because of the other major consequence of the podcast when my own union president pulled me aside and in front of the two vice presidents told me that my podcast is anti-union, and because of that, he was removing me from my position at the Carrier Academy. Of course, later on that day, he backed away from that position and said instead that he was removing me from the academy for no particular reason, which I don't see how that's better. But in any case, podcast again. You know, so why do I do it? In light of these consequences, there are obviously some people who don't like the status quo being pushed, and they don't like me pushing for the things that are in the manuals, that are in the contract, and shit like that. So why do I keep recording this podcast? What is my fucking problem? Well, obviously, the main reason I do it is to make us all discipline-proof. And it's right there in the tagline of most of my episodes, that's the goal, is to make you discipline-proof so that management can't mess with you. And the more we learn, the stronger we become. And so, yeah, on the surface, that's my purpose. But that's not all. There's more to it than that, because if it was just about making you discipline-proof, I probably could have done that in about 10 episodes. So there's more. So what else is going on? Well, get the obvious one out of the way. There's obviously a vanity to it, right? I just hit 50,000 downloads for my podcast, you know, overall total downloads, and it feels pretty cool to have that happen. That's a hell of a milestone. You know, for how niche this podcast is, it's not bad. I mean, it ain't Joe Rogan numbers, but I don't have exactly as broad of an appeal as him. And so that's cool. You know, and it feels good, right? That satisfies my vanity. And I feel like I'm a good talker. I feel like I'm a good reader and I'm good on the microphone. And that feeds my vanity too. And another thing that I do that you guys don't necessarily know about is I'm an occasional guest on the radio, on National Public Radio. Our local affiliate, KNPR, here in Las Vegas, will have me on from time to time to talk about hiking. And that feeds into that same sort of vanity. So, you know, I cop to that. That is definitely part of this. But I really, in my heart of hearts, I think that's only a small part of it. The real reason I'm doing this is it's self-serving in another way. I'm doing it to help myself because I need to read the contract. When I read the JCAM from cover to cover, I read it because I needed to read it, right? I had recently become a union steward or had finally started taking a role as a union steward. I was an alternate for a long time but wasn't really doing anything. And then finally, I was an alternate who decided, hey, I'm going to start doing stuff. And that's when I started reading the JCAM. And so since I was reading it anyway, I thought, well, I might as well read it on the podcast, read it to you guys, because I got to do this anyway. And I needed to read the M41. So I did an episode about the M41 and read the M41. And same with the M39, Management's Handbook, and the ELM that we're going through now, the Employee Labor Relations Manual. I'm doing all of this because I need to learn that stuff. and I need to know my union bylaws, and I need to know the NALC constitution, and that's what season four is going to be about. And the thing is, with this podcast, in satisfying my own needs, I can help others at the same time. You know, not everybody can take the time to sit down and read all this stuff, to read the JCAM from cover to cover. Dude, I mean, if you went through it with me, you know what a slog it is. Dude, that thing is some rough reading. And I can read it, you know? So if I can read it, satisfy my own need, and help others at the same time, dude, then that's what I should do. And, you know, in reading that stuff, I said to myself, wouldn't it be nice if this were just available in audiobook form so I didn't have to take an hour and sit out on the patio and have a cigar? Now, having the cigar, that part I like. But sit there and read through this JCAM, if I could just read it like audiobook style while I'm out on my route, that would be so helpful. And so that's what I did, right? I saw a need for something and I created it, and it helps me. Because, you know, recently I had to reread Article 7, or I don't even remember what it was anymore. But there was something in the JCAM that I really needed to refresh myself on. And so I went and found that episode on Spotify, downloaded it, and listened to it. And boom, now I'm refreshed on that article from the JCAM, and I could do it while I was just out delivering the mail. And that's beautiful, right? That's what it's here for, is so that not only can I do that, everybody can do that. And that's what I want. You know, could you imagine if I took the time to read all this stuff to myself so that I would have it in easy to access format, and then I just kept it? Like, I just recorded it all on my phone and then just kept it and just listened to it and never shared it with anybody else. That is insane to me. So yeah, of course I'm going to share this. So on that note, on this reading, you know, those episodes, like the ELM episodes that I'm doing now, those are easy for me. In the toughest part of that is just taking the notes, is copying the relevant parts of the ELM, you know, slogging through all the rest of it, and then putting it onto my tablet so that I can read it. That's the hardest part. Episodes like this, where I actually have to kind of make like an outline and a bit of a script and give me bullet points, these are a lot harder to create. But those episodes where I read, man, that's easy. And I have a lot of weaknesses. That ain't one of them. You know, my weaknesses are like, I have personality flaws. Obviously, I have personality flaws, or I wouldn't have been fired from the academy twice, despite being a good teacher. I have intellectual blind spots. I know this, but I am a good reader and I can understand what I read. And that leads into this moral, this ethical responsibility that I feel like ethically, the strong have a responsibility to help the weak. And I'll give you an example. My brother is independently wealthy. He's literally a millionaire and he's got this great job. He makes a ton of money. And so when we go out to lunch together, he pays for lunch. If I go to visit him, you know, he lives out of town. If I go to visit him, he's going to pay for pretty much everything. And we could split the check. I mean, I can pay for my own lunches, but he has way more money than I do. And it's easy for him, right? He has this strength. And he shares that. And the burden that he feels from it is a lot smaller than the burden that I would feel from it. You know, if you have $1 million and you pay for lunch, you still have $1 million. Where if I have $50 and I pay for lunch, at the end of that lunch, I have $20. And so that leaves me in a much worse position. So that's how that works. You know, and in my home life, my wife has chronic illness. She got really sick about 2 years into our marriage, and she was no longer able to work, and it really affects her. Maybe one day I'll do an episode about that, but I doubt it, because it's not really relevant to the podcast. But anyway, because of this chronic illness that she has, there are things in our marriage that are like chores and tasks that are easy for me that would be difficult or impossible for her. So I do those things. And it's not about balance, right? I work. I'm the one bringing home all the money. And then I'm also doing a big chunk of the work at home. But it's not about balance. It's that I have more to give. Even if I work and do the floors, I'm still in a better position after that than she would be from just doing the floors. And so that's why I do the floors. That's how that works. I have more to give. And so that's what I'm doing here with this podcast. I'm playing to my strengths, to what I see are my strengths, and I'm giving what I have to give. So, as I mentioned before, I have my weaknesses, of course. I mentioned a few of them already, but I have weaknesses as a mailman too. And that's where other podcasts come in. Like, I am a regular listener. The day it comes out, I listen to Corey Walton on From A to Arbitration. I listen to every single episode. And when I listen to him talk about these arbitration citations and arguments that he makes and the 200-page case files that he builds, I feel so inadequate as a steward when I listen to what he does. But I came to the realization recently that that dude has been a steward for as long as I have been a carrier. So of course he's good at it. He's been a steward for like 18 years, and that's how long I've been in the post office. So yeah, of course he's good at it. And you know, I've only been doing steward stuff for me for like 6 months. And so yeah, obviously he's going to be a lot better at it than I am. So maybe I should, you know, not feel so inadequate. But I'll tell you, I recently went back and re-listened to like his first 50 episodes. And now that I have a little bit of steward time under my belt, those episodes make so much more sense to me. And they have such a bigger impact because now I have context for them. And so kudos to you, Corey. That stuff has been so valuable. And I plan to keep doing that. Every once in a while, just go back and listen to those first 50 or so episodes. And then as I get better at being a steward, you know, binge on some of the later episodes. And I want people to be able to do that with my podcast as well. That when they're trying to find that provision in the ELM and you just only have so much time to sit down and read, well, when you're out delivering the mail, pop in the podcast about the ELM, listen to the ELM, and oh, there it is right there. And boom, you can do it while you're doing other stuff, right? What a resource that is, or at least I hope that that becomes a resource. So that's A to Arbitration. There's another podcast called Fed Up, and the host is named Ron Speakman. And that dude is an expert in on-the-job injuries, which is something I know absolutely nothing about. And so listening to him is this phenomenal resource where he has his area of expertise, he has his strength, and he's doing a great job of bringing that to light. He also has a lot of experience, unfortunately, a lot of experience in dealing with shitty management and dealing with shitty union officials. And it's nice to be able to learn from that. So that's another resource, right? Where I have my weaknesses, I turn to Fed Up and learn from Ron. And then there's some other podcasts. There's On the Workroom Floor with Elliot Simmons and Cole Billups. And those are a couple of stewards who essentially have conversation about the job. And it's really cool to hear their different perspectives and their shared experiences. And that back and forth format of that show works really well. There's another one called Delivering Solidarity by Fred Woodley, who is a branch president at his NALC branch. And it's cool to hear that one because he talks about union issues from a president's perspective, which is a perspective that obviously I don't have. And he talks about the issues that he has to deal with at his branch and the things that are important to him, the stuff that he wants passed along. And then there's an older podcast called Dignity and Respect Today by Ralph Kuhlman. And that dude is a hell of a fighter as a union steward. I mean, he sounds like a real axe grinder, and he does not give management any quarter, so much so that he keeps getting suspended, 16.7 emergency suspension from the post office, and he talks about that on his podcast, and it's fascinating. You know, the energy and enthusiasm he brings to it is great. On the other end of the energy and enthusiasm spectrum is the You Are the Current Resident podcast hosted by Brian Renfro. What I like about that podcast is two things. First is that they turn the postal record into an audiobook. And so I can listen to the postal record while I'm out delivering the mail. And that kicks ass, right? So I can get all that information without having to actually sit down and read it. And then the other thing I like about it is that it's good information that comes right from the top, right from the top of union leadership. And that presents this opportunity. Depending on when you're listening to this episode, when I'm recording it, we are right in the middle of this protracted delay waiting for our new contract. And the delay is not necessarily out of line. It's not terribly different from delays we've had in the past, but the lack of transparency from the national level, from Brian Renfro, the lack of just keeping the union involved, I feel like he has this golden opportunity with the You Are the Current Resident podcast to give leadership, not just to read, oh, we have this great guest with us today, and we're really looking forward to him coming in. I'm super excited. Like, dude, what are you doing? You're the leader of one of the biggest unions in the country, and that's what you do with it? It's crazy to me to piss that away. There's opportunities out there. There's opportunities for anybody in union leadership to get the word out to their members. That's what Fred Woodley's doing with his Delivering Solidarity podcast. He's talking to the members of his branch. And how does every branch president not do this? I don't get it. It's not difficult. And if you're a leader, be a leader. Come to your members where they are. And make it easy for them to be part of this union. Make it easy for them to get involved. Make it easy for them to get educated. And that's what I'm doing here, right? I'm trying to make it easy for people to get educated, to remove the barriers to that education. And the resistance that I get support from around the country, obviously 50,000 downloads. I've gotten tons of emails. The support has been fantastic. But every time I get resistance, it blows my fucking mind. It blows my mind. How could you possibly be against reading the fucking contract? How could you be against talking about these issues that affect the union? It is absolutely madness. But here we are. This is the world in which we find ourselves. I was delivering just a couple days ago. And an old customer from a previous route found me out on the street. Oh, hey, Alan, how you been, man? How are things going? And I talked to him a little bit about stuff that's going on in the union. And I said, man, you would not believe the level of cronyism that exists in our union where, presidents are just like firing anybody who runs against them for president. And business agents are picking and choosing who they want, kicking people out. And like, it's madness. The union is supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to be better than management. And he goes, oh yeah, when I retired years ago in Chicago, it was that exact same way. It was always been that way. And it's like, what the fuck are we doing? The union should be better than management. So next season, when I get into all the union bylaws and the NALC constitution, we're going to look into some of that stuff, right? We're going to keep learning. And for my part, I am going to keep learning and I'm going to keep teaching you because I can do them both at the same time. And, why wouldn't I? So a lot of the podcasts that I listed, including Renfro's podcast, the You Are the Current Resident podcast, they seem to have stopped releasing new episodes. The last one of that was in February. Dignity and Respect Today stopped in January. On the Workroom Floor was releasing every week. They got up to 5 episodes, and now it's been 2 weeks. Hopefully they continue making episodes because I was really enjoying that podcast. Same with Delivering Solidarity. He got up to 5 episodes, and then now there's been a couple weeks off. I don't know if he's going to continue. But Ron Speakman, He's still going strong. And of course, Corey, dude, that guy is still going super strong. There is no end in sight for that podcast. And there's no end in sight for this podcast. I have every intention of continuing recording and releasing episodes for the foreseeable future. So you don't have to worry about that. I just upgraded to a $300 microphone, so I can't let that go to waste, right? That was a big investment. It does sound a hell of a lot better than my last microphone, so kudos to that. And thank you very much to the listener who wrote in and gave me suggestions on how I could improve the sound of the podcast, and he recommended the microphone, and I'm very happy with it. By the way, it is a Shure MV7 Plus. That's Shure is the microphone brand, and then MV7 Plus. That's Mike Victor 7 Plus. And if you got $300 to blow, it's a pretty good microphone. But you know what it has not done? It has not eliminated the sound of my inhaling, because it turns out it's not the microphone, it's not the audio processing, it's me. I inhale loud. It's just, I don't know, maybe I have restricted airways and don't even realize it. But even when I'm on National Public Radio and they have like a sound mixer and they have professional sound editors, I can hear myself inhaling on their microphones, and so I know it's me. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The important thing is, getting back on track, is the real reason I'm going to keep going is it's selfish. It's because I need it. I need to learn this stuff. I need to have this resource available so that anytime I want, I can go back and listen to all of the 400s from the ELM and remind myself what all that stuff is. And so if I can help myself and help all of you guys at the same time, well, if I didn't do that, I'd be an asshole. And I ain't no asshole. Well, most of the time, I ain't no asshole. So I'm going to keep doing it. So that's what's going on. Next episode, we're going to get back to reading from the ELM. I already have all the 500s covered in my notes. And so those are pretty much ready to go. So the episodes are going to keep coming, and thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to keep recording. Oh, I think I've already mentioned that. All right, so now I'm starting to repeat myself, so that's good enough. Let's go ahead and wrap it up here. Thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you next time.